Well, hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus, and hope your week is off to a great start. Thanks so much for, again, joining us on the Drivecast. Well, speaking of weeks, this coming Sunday, the 21st of August, that will be our last week of the Label series, where we've been in for quite some time now. And you might have heard this from stage over the past couple of weeks, but we're calling this coming Sunday, the 21st, Easter in August, because we are looking at the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, which is extraordinary, and that's a really big deal. And just as we invite anybody and everybody to come to Easter, and Easter is the most widely attended church day in the calendar year, we want this to be just the same, because we're going to focus on the resurrection, what that means, and why that is such a big deal. And so before we get to the resurrection, though, we do have to talk about the crucifixion, which is where we were this past Sunday. And as I was studying this week and really preparing, there's a couple things that I felt were so significant. The first is something that is repeated three times. So three times from verses 35 into 39, I believe it is, we get this three times sort of encouragement or just maybe question or sort of, depending on how you read it, where people say to Jesus, "Save yourself," or, "If he's really the Son of God, he would save himself," or, "If you are really the Son of God, would you save yourself and us?" Three times people say, "Let him save himself." And as I was thinking about that, I just was thinking about how Jesus very well could have saved himself as God in the flesh. Of course, he could wipe away any enemy of his if he so chose to, but Jesus's mission was not to wipe away his enemies, but to save his enemies. And in order to save his enemies, he had to allow himself to be killed. And so while Jesus could have saved himself, he chose to save us instead, which is extraordinary. And he chose to endure the beatings of man, and he chose to endure and allow himself to be sin, and to have the wrath of God against sin poured out upon himself so that we could be saved. And we know that, we've read that, we've heard that, but maybe this week that just rests in your soul all anew. We live lives very much that try to avoid suffering. We have a goal of self-preservation. We enjoy comfort. And what Jesus did was the exact opposite of all of that, so that we would be saved. And the way in which we are saved, there's a symbolic event that happens just before Jesus dies. And we see that in verse 44 and 45. It says this in chapter 23, "It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And while the sun's light failed, And the curtain of the temple was torn in two, then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.'" Well, that point, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. The curtain in the temple represented the separation of God and man. And as Jesus hung on the cross and the wrath of God against sin was poured out upon Jesus, that curtain was torn in two, which means you and I, we can approach God. We can be in the presence of God through Jesus's sacrificial payment for our sins, because he chose to not save himself, but to save us instead. And so I want to lead us into a time of praise and of just request that God would blow our hearts up rightly in adoration for what Jesus has done for us. So I'm going to pray first, and then I want to encourage you to pray as well. And again, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, would you send your spirit into our hearts to convict us of just what Jesus has done on the cross for us, to overwhelm us in a really good way, in a humbling way, in a way that leads to worship. Jesus, that you would choose to not save yourself, and in not saving yourself, what that would result in is the saving of all who would place their faith in you. And through your death on the cross, the curtain was torn in two. And what that means is we can, through faith in you, Jesus, we can access God. We can come to God as Father. And so, Father in heaven, we praise you for your glorious plan of redemption. Jesus, God the Son, we praise you for your glorious submission to that plan, enduring the torture of the cross and God's wrath against sin for our sake. God the Spirit, we praise you that you put life inside of our hearts. And would you work in us in such a way that we are overwhelmed with the reality that we have been saved and that we can know God. Father, we love you. We trust you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.